Good day, everyone, whoever is listening. My name is Tumisho, aka Soweto, and today we are continuing about the 9 areas of a battle, which are entertainment, education, economics, sex, labor, law, war, and politics, and of course religion. So we talked about entertainment, where they use entertainment to manipulate our minds to see whatever they want us to see. In education, they are teaching us lowest education in schools, where they are kind of like dumbing us down. And we talked about politics, where we need elected. We need conscious elected leaders in the black community. But we have those leaders which they are being used, no, not for the peoples of Africans, but for the peoples of the greedy ones, the people who classify themselves as white. They are actually manipulating us. So today we continue with war and all those kind of wars. Now, when we look into biological warfare, we talk about viruses, HIV, can be which other diseases, corona of course, and those others which, you know, the food we consume is the cause of all the diseases, and we cannot notice this. So we are being fed lies and food which can kill us, junk food of course. So in the streets, the war doesn't end, it still continues, and so to this day, people are fighting out there to survive, but the government doesn't care about our lives. People out there are surviving, are killing each other. Mothers and fathers are being fed lies, and they sell drugs which kill our sons and daughters. They know that these drugs kill, but still they still sell them because of money. Since the government give us a low paid income, we'll do anything to survive, even if to kill our children. So now it's time to wake up. To know yourself. Whoever is listening here, it's time. People are dying out there. these days, there are no true leaders. Okay, now let's go to our fifth area of battle, which is law. We need to know our judicial legislative, you know, our local, state, our federal government. So these laws, of course, they are working against us. I do not see black people being, what can I say, upgraded, you know, the streets, you know, the law is strict. The law isn't the law you think it is. The law, it was built to put people who they classify as blacks aside. So the white people who classify themselves as white can enter and take whatever they want. We need to know how the local government works, how the provincial government works, how the world government works. People out there are dying. This government doesn't care about the people. Now, as we go on to our sixth area of rebellion, which is labor, we have higher unemployment rate in South Africa, and at the same time we have low paid incomes, and at the same time there is inflation. So, what does this mean? They're trying to kind of want to put Africans on spot where they can, what can I say, surrender. So, we are moved by the government. So, we must be conscious that we are the people who moves the world, can I say, the money, the currency. If it wasn't for us, then those people won't get nothing, and as if for us, we won't get nothing too. But somewhere, somehow, it is the people's to know ourselves. We must know who we are. People are working extra hours, are working more than 8 hours, more than 10 hours, even extra hours, and still they get low income. Unemployment rate is increasing to the peak. Employment rate is decreasing. Which means on this government, we do not have nothing actually. But if you can recognize, if you can see, if you can realize, everything here is ours. The rules that they made us. Now we have to create our own rules. The government doesn't care about us. We must create our own rules, which are going to benefit for our children's children. We must think of the future. Okay, now as we go on to our seventh area, which is sex. So they are using sex as a weapon of a mass destruction. Now the men now are wearing skirts, are wearing wigs, heels, you know. It is unnatural to be what you are not. You cannot be someone who you are not. It's like you are against the Creator. So this creates a weapon of a mass destruction. It's kind of sad. Okay, now let's go on to our eighth area, which is economics. They teach the children, this government teaches the children about useless things at school. Some of those things, they are not stimulating. They give people loan paying jobs, and they know that there is inflation on the side. Yes, I talked about this. They know that there is inflation, and still they want the money, you know. They still want the money while paying us low pay income, and they still want us to pay rates and taxes. Now on the dinner table, I'm gonna have peanuts for dinner. This is how the government want us to suffer. We need to wake up. We need to see this. But not just with our eyes, but with our mind eye. Okay, now let's go on to our ninth area of a battle, which is religion. People are told lies and they believe in lies. So believing in lies brings illusion. So we must be conscious. We must know what are we praising. We must know who is our Creator. Everything in the Bible happened here in Africa. But still, people are still confused about that. The biblical movies we see now, they are white people. So, which means when you look at entertainment, your mind tells you that what happened in the Bible, they were white people. And it's not true. It is not true. Everything happened in Africa, and Africans. Africa is for Africans. And Africans, they have brown skin. They have melanin. They have bent faces. So it's important to know what are we watching and who is it purpose? Is it ours or is it theirs? No, the purpose of watching that entertainment. Because our mind is like a computer, unlimited space. So we have to relearn. Rethink and learn, and then again teach to those who don't know. We must know where are we heading to. Must know where are we going. Must know where are we going. Where are we going? Yes, we are going to the future. What will the future look like? Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, thank you for listening. I would appreciate it if you rate for me, you know. And please follow. Peace, love, and God bless.